This year, the internet is 40 years old. So, Jackie, how did it all start?
Back in 1969, some US research universities, they wanted to connect their computers together by a network. And that was the very start of all the computers connecting together. It didn't become worldwide, of course, until 20 years ago, in 1989, when the British physicist Sir Tim Berners-Lee, he started the World Wide Web.
He started the World Wide Web, and that's when it all really took off, wasn't it?
That's right.
However, it didn't really take off for me until, I think, the 90s. My first connection with the internet was actually getting a Hotmail email account. I think that was the same for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I think as adults, we're adults who never had the internet, and then we're also now adults who have gone through that transition and have the internet and use it, well, as a every day, don't we?
And we're so old that we never had any computers at school.
No, not at all. Or university.
I said, learned by getting an email account. Mm. You know, when I was living in Indonesia and communicating with family and friends through email.
I remember it was 1997, and I got my first Hotmail account. I think Hotmail was the big thing
at
the time.
Yes, definitely. So emailing is actually still the big part of the internet for us, isn't it? Emailing.
Yes, we used to write letters in the past, so it's just a much quicker form of communication. But it's not just emailing now for communication. There's all sorts of things. There's Skype, of course. Now, we do use Skype, don't we?
Yes, for phone calls, very useful. But also not just communication, but accessing information is the big thing we use the internet for, obviously.
Yes, because in the past, I suppose, well, for the news, used to watch the TV or listen to the radio. And, of course, if we wanted any resources or information apart from that, we'd have to go to a library, I suppose, or buy books and magazines.
Mm.
And I think to have everything at your fingertip, a click away, for me, that is probably, I don't know, for me, that's almost more exciting than using emailing.
Yes, and as teachers, we find that we're go to the internet for resources rather than even using our little library of resources for teaching English. Everything's there.
Mm.
And of course, talking about accessing information, learning and learning English.
Yes, it's an amazing learning tool, isn't it? And online teaching has become very popular, hasn't it?
Yes, I know there are some people that certainly learn English through Skype. They have a Skype tutor who they speak to, something maybe we might look into in the future, I don't know.
But I don't think teachers are going to disappear. The internet's not going to get rid of teaching, is it?
No.
Face-to-face teaching.
Exactly, that's by far the best way.